It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yay. Yeah. We're back. Oh my gosh. It's been forever.
OMG.
You. OMG. Okay. So this is what happened, y'all.
Okay. You fill them in. Oh, first, let's say I'm Steve.
And I'm Janet.
And I'm not Janet.
Right. And we are Wrinkled Sheets. We are a couple. We've been together for over six and a half years now.
OMG.
And yeah, we do this podcast from time to time. You're a stand-up comic that travels the globe, and that's why it's been a while since we've had a podcast.
Because I have been gone. I have been globe-trotting. Yes. No, seriously, globe-trotting. Yes.
And I am a corporate America slave.
You're a cubicle woman.
I am again. I have a cubicle.
I know. You're back in a cubicle.
Cubicle land. And I'm also a professional dog and cat sitter. That's what I am.
They're your dog and cat. So.
I know.
It's not like people hire you to come. I go to people's home.
No, I
and
know.
I watch their dogs and cats.
Okay, so this is what happened. The last podcast was right after you popped the big question asking me to be your wife. Did you forget?
When did that happen? Sorry for the long pause there.
Christmas 2016, December 25th.
Yeah, was that our last podcast?
It was right after that, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So we haven't done one in like a month or
so
two?
So you dropped the diamond and then you hit the road and now it's February 8th.
Wow. So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
This, I guess, is our Valentine edition of Wrinkled Sheets.
We do holidays, except we skip Martin Luther King Day.
Wow, I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, you have been in. You've been at home like for a day or two, max.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah.
And each time I like mentally prepare to come home, and you be like, "We got to record a podcast.
We should do a podcast."
And every time you didn't, and I'm like, "Oh, thank God, I'm tired."
Oh well, we need to get better. Maybe we'll make that this year's resolution as of February the eighth. We would try to at least do one a week.
Yeah, so
at least one a week.
Is it technically possible for us to podcast?
Yes,
over the phone.
Yes, if you were on this side over here,
right? Because I do podcast on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
So I could Skype in to you.
Okay,
and we could probably try one of those if nothing else, because it should never go that long again. And the bad part about it, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, was it Spreaker, Stitcher, one of those has made us their featured podcast.
But we have a lot of podcasts in the bank. So
there's a lot.
If someone discovers us, there's a lot of binge listening.
Yeah, well, we've been doing this for like 3-4 years now.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. I know that my podcast, Remasculate, is going on 5.
Yeah, and the reason Janet even got into podcast land is because you're like, here, why don't you read my news?
You were the news girl on my podcast. And I remember when we first started doing it, you would make me leave the room.
I'm like, leave the room. I have to be like profesh.
What was that about?
Well, because I did a little bit of radio.
Yeah.
Like people ask how
we met.
Because
you went to school for TV
for broadcast journalism. Every time I did that, no one was in the room. Like, it was just me and a microphone. I wasn't used to having an audience.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't... And you, coming from, like, 11 years of professional radio...
Yeah.
And 30 years
of stand-up.
It's like, I'm going to be an idiot. He's going to think I'm just a loser.
I actually do better sometimes with a live audience. Like, when I was on the air, when we had those live audience come in...
Oh, you did. Oh, wow.
Because...
That's pressure.
It was almost like stand-up. It was like, you know, if I could make them physically laugh in the studio.
But you have so much stress around clean comedy, but that was kind of like clean comedy.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't have to, with radio, you only have to be cute and amusing. You know what I mean?
You are cute and amusing.
There's a big difference. And I try to explain that to people that they'd come up to me afterward and said, in stand-up and go, you were really funny. You know, we didn't expect that. We only heard you on the radio.
Two different worlds.
Two different worlds.
And lots of people that meet you and hang out with you in person.
I'm very shy.
And then go to you're not shy. You're quiet. You're observant.
Yes.
And then go to your stand-up, they're like, what the hell? Like our friends Kate and Steve, Carrie the Pugs' parents, they love you. Like, they're like, please, please let us know when he does that again. Because the last time you did it, they went and saw you, and they were just dying.
Yeah. But see, I get so used to doing stand-up in the clubs that I want it to be strong and pow and get a standing ovation, you know. And now that I've been doing these cruise ships, I've been working cruise ships in the big theaters where I've got to work clean, I still want that feeling of kapow. I want it to be pow with a standing ovation. And it's harder, I think, when it's clean. Because when you can use language any way you want to, it's almost like playing a fiddle. I can make it go faster. I can slow it down. I can you know, make pow, 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 make the music seem louder. But when you're just trying to be, hey, everybody, how's everybody? Did you enjoy your day on the beach? What, did you go shopping? You know, you're doing jokes about, you know, yeah, if I have another somebody ask me to braid my hair, pretty lady, you know, that kind of. You know, you're just doing that kind of stuff, relatable crew stuff.
It's been a while since I've seen your show. It's like, people ask me that all the time. Like, do you go see him? Well, yeah, when he's in town, but I don't know the last time you were in town. I think it was the Chuck Roy? No.
Chuck Roy Christmas thing, probably. Yeah. Did you go to that?
No, I didn't. Not this year.
You didn't go to this year. Oh, so it's been a while then.
Why didn't I go this year? I don't know.
Probably because you didn't want to get another bag of sex toys.
You brought one home anyway.
I did brought it home anyway.
It's in our pantry. Because that's where we keep the special stuff.
Chuck Roy, a local comic, does a show here. And his sponsor is... what
one
is
of
the name
those.
Of their...
One of those.
I wish I could. I don't want to.
Is it Crystals? Fascinations?
Fascinations. Okay. I believe. I hope I'm not wrong. Anyway, it's one of those things. And they give out door prizes to the people that come to his Naughty Santa Christmas show.
And it's naughty.
It is naughty.
I think that's probably why. I was just not feeling it.
It was too naughty last year.
Oh.
Just too naughty.
It was a little naughty. I don't want to hear about it. Because Chuck Roy is, he's a gay
comic. Yeah.
And he gets very graphic.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
In that show he does.
In that show he has. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, that's where I've been. I've been out on the ships and now I'm home. And actually I will leave again to work another cruise ship.
Let's not focus on that.
Sunday.
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I get in this like... Because when you stopped radio and you started touring, there was kind of an adjustment period for me. And I don't know. You were out doing your thing. And I had kind of become the girl in the relationship that didn't have a social life, right?
So you just kind of hung around the house. And
I would go insane. Like my first couple holiday weekends when I had nothing planned, I'm like... F 3-day weekends. This sucks. I'm going to go crazy.
Really?
So like I have my social stuff now where they understand.
Uh-huh.
Like one of my closest friends, Beverly, she's like, is Steve in town? That's the first question she asks. If I say yes, she's like, oh, okay, cool. This is what we're doing if you guys want to join. Or if he's not, okay, we're doing this. You going to come over? And it's really nice. It gets me out of the house. It makes me be social. And I feel like this week you were only home for 6 days and I had a dinner with my girlfriends last night and I'm going to see 50 Shades Darker tomorrow night. And I feel horrible, but
are you excited about that? 50 Shades Darker?
I am.
You should be, shouldn't you? I mean, it's a chick movie, isn't it? Chick movie.
It's like you were spitting tobacco.
Chick movie.
Or sneezing. Yes. So Beverly and I last Saturday got together before you got home and watched the first movie.
Uh-huh.
And it made me even more excited. Because I read the books, but it's been like a while. And I don't like to reread books.
So 50 Shades of Grey is basically like Twilight for housewives, isn't it? I mean, it's that kind of...
If you want to be generic, yes.
It sort of is, though, isn't it? It's that kind of book. It says instead of it being a young adult, or is it a young adult? It's not a young adult. It's housewife.
Yeah.
It's bored, the lonely
books,
housewife.
The books are very graphic. And the movies, like when they
have
first.
Not been.
No. The movies that we were all like, it's got to be like X rated to show everything. But they show the important stuff, but the crazy stuff they leave out.
Well, isn't that the point of the. The book and is that's the crazy what
Beverly,
stuff?
Beverly was like, I wish they had an X-rated version just so we could like see like this certain scene. She like has read each book several times.
Oh.
Yeah. She's going to hate that I'm talking about this.
What is she doing reading it several times?
So, I feel like, this is from me, you know, there's people like Beverly that, you know, they get in their routine, their stuff, and then you read something like that and they're like, what is this world? And it changes their world. Her and her husband have been married 25 years. And I think maybe there was some spice added after 50 Shades of Grey.
La, 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 I don't want to hear it. La, la, I don't want to hear it. La, la, la.
And then there's those that are reading it because there's no spice. And me, I was just like, what the heck's all this hype? And I got pulled into the story and I'm like, what happens next? What happens next?
Now, the new movie, 50 Shades Darker.
It's the next step in the story.
Well, what is the next step?
So, well, okay, so the first step is boy meets girl.
Uh-huh.
Boy's a freak. Girl. Boy's a freak.
Boy spanks girl.
Girl is a virgin.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they, like, meet, and then she's like, F this, I'm
out. And she's out.
And then second movie, I think they come back together.
Uh-huh.
She tries to, it's like their love story. Like, she tries to win his love, and I'm pretty sure there's a proposal, and... Yeah. And then
I
his
propose
past,
I spank your butt. That's what stop. The proposal is.
And then his past comes back to haunt them.
Oh.
Because, like, he, what?
Well, I'm just listening.
So from the first movie, he has these women that are submissives.
Uh-huh.
He's the dominant.
Uh-huh.
And these submissives stay with him. And the one that's the main character, she only stays with him during the weekend. But they have their own bedroom. Because, like, they exert so much energy in the red room of pain.
Uh-huh. The red room of pain.
That they're exhausted and they need their time apart.
Uh-huh.
And so Little Miss Virgin is like, well, how many women have stayed in here? And I believe he said, like, 15 or so.
She's like, I'm not staying here. I'm not staying in this room. No, you've had, like, 15 women in here.
No. And he's not, you know, one to have sex in his bed. This is only in the red room of pain. He's not...
The red room of pain.
You're making fun. But I'm very excited about this movie. We bought tickets ahead of time. We are, like, going.
All right. Well, you enjoy the red room of pain.
It's not... It's just, you know... Have you read many books that then turn into movies?
No.
Okay. So there's kind of a magic where you want to see...
How they transform.
Yes.
It.
Like, that's how I was with the Twilight books. So how I got started on the Twilight books is I watched the first movie,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm like, what the hell happened? So I, like, read the next, like, all of the rest of the books long before the second movie came out.
And then
like,
they didn't even do it right.
They did it the best they could. That is the thing about a book into movie. They only have like an hour and a half to 2 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get every single detail. You
no,
just
but they
can't.
Can actually stick closer to the book instead of a lot of them that do like, they changed the ending. Or they put two characters and made it one person. Or they, you know, there's too much of that, I think, a lot of times.
For Hollywood, to make it Hollywood-y.
Yeah, instead of just sticking to the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now you read The Girl on the Train.
Yes.
So you read that before the movie.
Yes.
How did you think? I just saw that the other day. Mm. What did you think about how that...
I think they did an amazing job.
Did they?
Yes.
Did it stick close to the...
Yes. Yes. And how they painted some things. And Lisa Kudrow, I was shocked. I don't know. Maybe because I'm such a Friends fanatic. I was like, that threw me off. I'm like,
she's the old woman now.
But I thought that was amazing. That is, and I don't buy movies anymore. Who buys movies, right?
Yeah.
Meh. But that is a movie I've thought about purchasing.
Really?
Yeah. So before you and I met, when I was, you know.
You bought a lot of movies.
I didn't buy a lot of movies.
You had a bunch, Jeepers Creepers, Jeepers Creepers
Yeah, those
too?
Were VHS. Those were back in the day when I didn't have cable in Missouri.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, before you, I had slowed down on my movie purchasing, but I bought, like, He's Just Not That Into You.
Mm-hmm.
And as a single girl trying to date in a big city.
You watch that over
every
and over.
Single night. Like, every single night.
Were you
night.
Looking for clues in the
I
movie
was like,
or something?
What? Why do I suck at dating? I was horrible dating. I am a horrible, because I'm a hopeless romantic, and men are stupid. But not you.
What is sitting right across the table from you? What
but
is sitting
you.
Right across the table?
But not you. That's why we have lasted 6.5 years. Like you did the right things.
I did?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, crap.
Well, I don't want to slam your movie. I thought it was good.
Girl on the Train? You
Girl
didn't read
train.
The book.
I didn't read the book.
You had no emotional attachment to that book,
no.
to that movie.
No. All I had was the movie.
So you had no emotional attachment.
No.
So our views are completely like North Pole and South Pole.
Right. I thought it was a little slow.
Well, yeah.
I thought the ending was fantastic. Insanely fantastic.
When I didn't read the book. I listened to the audiobook.
Yeah.
Is it the same?
Same thing.
Okay. When that was happening, I think it was one of those audiobook moments when I was like, I must listen to this inside the house. I don't listen to a lot of audiobooks. It's mainly when I'm driving. And I was like, I must listen to this. What is happening? It was crazy.
Yeah. And I thought Emily Blunt did a really good job.
She did
playing
amazing.
The crazy drunk psycho chick.
I have a what's the water bottle I carry?
Yeti?
No, but I have a water bottle that I carry with me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I swear it's not vodka. Like after her, because she like had...
She carried that water bottle everywhere full of vodka. Everywhere.
I'm like, oh my God, how do you do anything? Well, she had struggles.
Well, what is the book? You are heavily into audiobooks now. You got it. What's the app you got? Or the
Audible.
Audible.
Yeah, and you pay like $15, $16 a month,
uh-huh.
and you get a free download of a book.
Right.
And I'm like, most of the time, I'm like halfway through the month, and I'm like, crap, I've already ended my book. It's ridiculous.
Now, I like the book we were listening to.
Have you finished listening to it?
I have not finished it yet.
Dang it.
Now, what is the name of that one? Two by two.
It's a Nicholas Sparks book.
Oh, it is Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah.
So it's 2x2, and I have to say I've really enjoyed listening to it. You and I were listening to it a lot, and we were like on chapter 14, and it's like there's still 14 hours left.
It was a long one. I hope they turn that into a movie.
But the guy that's reading the book
makes it.
Makes that book.
Yeah.
And I said to you, if they make a movie. He has to play the guy.
No, he doesn't. By the time, if they do make a movie, by the time it comes out, you will have let it go.
Really?
Yes. That's what happened with Girl on the Train. Yeah, that one was a great one.
Was the Girl on the Train, was it read by a British?
Oh, yeah. Most of the books I listen to are, I listen to a preview and I'm like, ooh, British accent. I love it. It's ridiculous. So I recently did a road trip with Beverly and her two daughters.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, oh, yeah, let's download 50 Shades of Grey or 50 Shades Darker, getting ready for the movie. And it was ridiculous. Like, to hear one person read and try and change their voices into these characters,
uh-huh.
you're like, no.
Didn't work that?
No, I ended up...
Did it sound like porn?
No, I think
Could y'all listen to it? Did y'all giggle or something? How'd you...
We did. And we did not get, like, a fourth of the way through. It was... A waste of money.
Were you going to listen to it on your own later? Just
no.
To, no?
No, it was horrible. So I don't recommend reading a book and then listening
listen
to it.
Okay.
Right now I'm listening to Big Little Lies by Leon Moriarty, and it's a really good one.
Hmm. What was that first book that we listened to that I liked, Girl Boss? I hate to even say that out loud.
Yeah.
Girl
Boss from Sophia Amoruso.
Yeah.
She was the one that founded Nasty Gal, but that has
And now that's
then,
gone away, right? She
no,
filed
it's
bankruptcy
still,
or something?
It's still there, but she has stepped away.
Uh-huh. But aren't they in trouble or something now? Nasty Gal?
They had some issues, like financially. They filed for bankruptcy, uh-huh. and now they're rebuilding.
Okay.
But
I hadn't kept up with it. I just knew that after we had read... Listen to that book about how what a great boss she was and built his company from the ground up and it was making buttload
crazy,
of money,
yeah.
crazy money. And then I read, it's filing for bankruptcy.
I was like, well, right. Huh? And I listened to her podcast. She hasn't posted in a while. She did address that fact, how she was stepping away and There were other people that were going to run the company to make it more successful. Uh-huh. She got married and, like, within a year got divorced. It was, yeah, she's a bit of a cray.
She, what, did she say what she got divorced over?
No, but I Googled and it was very vague. You couldn't find much, but that's a quick marriage. Mm-hmm. Because she talked about her marriage, and then all of a sudden she stopped talking about her marriage. And
well, I think that would affect your listenership or the trust of your listeners if you've been this whole great girl boss, and I listen to me, I know how I've done this, and
yeah,
your life starts to just absolutely fall apart to your listeners. Have you seen any or noticed any different? Maybe that's why she hasn't posted it.
I'm wondering. Yeah.
Just dawned on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been listening, speaking of podcasts, you've been listening to Jenna and Bodie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So they're back. They're back from Canada. Mm-hmm. Hopefully there'll be some normality with their posting. Whoa, stop.
Me? Stop?
No.
Oh.
I accidentally hit play on a podcast because I was looking.
So I've been watching theirs than listening to.
Oh, okay.
So you only do the audio version? Mm-hmm. I've been doing the...
There's times when I'm mentally ready for an audiobook, and there's times when I'm mentally ready for a podcast. Because podcasts don't really require much energy.
Just put them on and have them in the background. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. They're sort of just...
I'm sure I miss stuff.
Yeah. Well, what else is going on?
What else is going on? Well, we came down to the basement. It was a little chilly because basements are cold in the wintertime.
You're going to talk about my coat, aren't you?
I am.
Okay.
So we come down and I like bundle, and you always make fun of me for bundling, but then you come down in a t-shirt and you're like,
it's a little chilly. It's a little chilly. And I was tonight.
Like, we'll go get a sweatshirt. And you walked like 10 feet to a coat from like 1998.
I think that might be about when I got this coat, 97, 98.
And you start, like, and this is what you do. It's so cute. You have all of these clothes in all of these closets when I only have half a closet. And you, like, pull something out that you haven't worn in forever, and you dig in the pockets.
I always like to see what's in the pocket.
So share what you found in the pocket.
Okay, let me back up with the coat. This coat was, and it is an expensive coat. It is a soft.
It's leather.
It's a soft leather coat.
Is really they needed that effect.
Can you hear the soft leather? And it is a motorcycle style coat.
But
it has
the Dukes of Hazzard sign on it.
Yes, it's the Dukes of Hazzard Confederate flag coat. It's down the sleeves and a Confederate flag on the back. And I bought it before all of the hassle of all of the Confederate flag. So, and I wore it to a concert that I was hosting. And it was my very...
When you were in radio.
When I was in radio. It was the very first personal appearance that I ever made for the radio. And the reason it sticks out in my mind, because I remember how weird I was feeling that I was going to have to say, hey, it's Mudflap here. Because I'd never said that before. It never rolled off my tongue before. It had never...
And now you are Mudflap.
Yes. I'm basically Mudflap. I mean, that for years I've been...
How long ago did you stop radio?
2004? 12.
I was like, what?
No, 14, I was saying, 2014.
Three years. And people still, like, our nail person, they had our Christmas card up on their wall because they gave them a Christmas card. And they're like, you know Mudflap? And our nail person's like, who? Who are you talking about? What are you talking about? But there's people that only know you as Mudflap.
Only know me as Mudflap. And still. People that still just call me Mudflap. And I've been using... when I do stand-up on the ships, I have them introduce me as Steve Mudflap McGrew.
Someone asked me if you still use that, and I said no, so I lied.
And for whatever, it's so funny, I have them say Steve Mudflap McGrew.
Uh-huh.
And people will say all week long, hey, Mudflap, hey, they don't remember my first name. But Mudflap sticks out to people.
It does.
It's just one of those things, and they rather feel like, I think they use your nickname, they think they're like... Hey, Mudflap.
I'm cool.
So anyway, I found this in the pocket, and the reason I had this jacket on, the Dukes of Hazzard coat, was because I was hosting a performance by Confederate Railroad.
Does anyone know who that was? Treasure Woman.
I like my limp women just a little on the trashy side. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Really?
They had more hits than that. Many more.
And they came
Daddy
to the
Never Was the Cadillac.
Yeah,
kind.
They came to the Grizzly Rose once when I worked there. And it's one of those artists where you remember trashy women. Uh-huh. They get on stage and you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that song too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one too. Uh-huh. So anyway, this was the piece of paper in my pocket that said, welcome to KYGO's Veterans Day Appreciation Show featuring Confederate Railroad here at the beautiful Gothic Theater. Tonight, a very special acoustic performance by Confederate Railroad.
Acoustic?
Acoustic performance.
Dang.
You will also on the show, Carrie Ann Griffith.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Carrie Underwood. That would have been epic.
Who will recognize those in our audience who have served our country. Special thanks to Two Step Limo, who are truly two steps above the rest.
Wow, you're like...
If you need transportation for a night out, please remember...
Don't call Uber, because they didn't exist.
That's right, they didn't exist back there. And then it has a bullet points. A few things to touch on. KYGO is giving away family vacation for six to Disney World, so be sure and listen Monday morning for details. Later tonight, KYGO will be at Warehouse Music in Arvada for the Garth Brooks Scarecrow Midnight CD release. So join us and get your copy early.
I can date that because Google's my friend.
What does it date?
November 13th, 2001 is when Garth Brooks Scarecrow was released.
So that is when this coat and this piece of paper.
Wow.
And my first personal appearance on
radio.
And
you pulled out earplugs.
Yeah, I had ear. Yeah.
And they're yellow.
Yeah. Well, they're just that. They're made that way.
I feel like they aged.
So I probably had earplugs in from the concert. Tomorrow morning, listening to Kelly, Jonathan, and Mudflap when we have Garth Brooks on live via satellite.
Satellite.
2000 and...
Wow. Well, that's awesome. See, it's stuff like that. You should have a scrapbook.
I guess I should save this. I won't throw this away.
I think you have like a filing cabinet that's pink that has a lot of crap like that.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of my...
Because one day I'm like, I'm going to switch out his pink filing cabinet and put all the stuff in the other filing cabinet because it's pink and I should own that. And I opened it and I was like, never mind, this is a time machine.
It's just loaded with...
with time machine.
Yeah, I think all the way back to the early 80s that is full of promo headshots and press releases and newspaper clippings. And
it's pink.
It's pink. Well, my old house...
I know, it was very eclectic.
It was very eclectic. It was pink and turquoise. I was very into that 50s pink and turquoise thing. So
yeah. Remember the 50s?
Yeah. No, but I love that time period. I've always loved watching those like Happy Days shows. And the 50s just seemed so cool with the cars and the hairstyles.
So I grew up watching Nick at Night with my dad and like Mr. Ed and Happy Acres. Is that it?
Green Acres.
And like stuff like that was on. Like I feel like that was that time period, right? 50s, 60s. And now Friends is on Nick at Night.
How does that make you feel?
Old.
See, I don't think they're waiting long enough to put stuff back on TV.
But guess what? If they took, like, I thank them on Twitter every once in a while. Like, thank you for playing this. Thank you. Because it makes me happy to watch Rachel and Ross break up a million times every night.
Do they show the same Friends over and over, though?
They do.
Isn't it odd that there's 10 years of Friends and there's, like, only six episodes they show?
Well, that happened to me one night. Like, I was watching early, and then I came back. Oh, I woke up. It was one of those nights.
And it's on a different channel.
No, it was the same channel. Uh-huh. I woke up a little bit later, and I couldn't sleep. It was when you were gone, and I turned it back on, and I'm like, maybe with some Ross and Rachel and the other people, I could, like, fall back asleep. And it was the same damn episode. It's been 2 hours. What the hell?
They repeat it. Now, I have noticed that it is on different channels.
Yes.
And sometimes you'll get one earlier, and then later you'll like, this is almost the same exact episode, only it's two down or whatever.
And you know? Someone mentioned an episode that I didn't even remember. And it was one where Rachel pretended to be a smoker because the smokers went outside and she thought that those people were getting ahead in careers because they were outside with the boss man who smoked.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Uh-uh. I'm like, what are you talking about? I watch Friends every night.
Do you think it was not Pete? They're not showing it again because it's not PC or something?
Because 2017, smoking's not cool, right? Back in the day, it was like, cool. Not mm-hmm. cool, but it was okay.
Right.
Right? I don't know. I still love it. I love it. If I could like hang out with Jennifer Aniston for a day, I think I would choose that over Miranda.
She appears to be the only one that hasn't
she has a great aged, doctor.
Aged horribly.
Or that Aveeno stuff that she advertises is amazing. But I really think she has a great doctor.
Because Joey definitely looks...
He got chunkier.
Yeah. And Matt LeBlanc. No, that is the same one. I'm thinking of not Matt. Who's the one from...
Schwimmer.
He's definitely has aged. But I was thinking of the guy from Odd Couple.
Chandler
looks...
But he's
he looks like his own dad now.
He's had drug problems. And I feel like he... like we read somewhere where it was speculated that he had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch The Odd Couple, the way he speaks...
Yeah.
It's kind of like something's like... maybe his tongue's a little numb still from his stroke.
Really?
I hope I'm not throwing anything into the universe that's offending anyone.
Well, I hope so. But I read that too, that somebody, they said from watching an episode of the, that British show I watch.
Graham Norton.
That they thought that he was showing signs.
Yeah. And he's one of those people, he's been like the Oprah. He's like small, big, small. Big. And now you watch The Odd Couple, and I still love that show. Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny show.
But he doesn't look like the same guy.
No. And we're not saying, disclaimer, we're not saying he did have or hasn't had.
We heard.
This is all speculation.
And Terry Hatcher's on that show. I read her autobiography.
She still looks good.
I love her.
She's been around since the 80s,
doctor.
Too.
She has a great autobiography. I don't know if she wrote it or someone else wrote it, but I read that. I may own it. Yeah. And I really like her.
Did she have a...
Remember Lois and Clark?
Uh-huh.
That's where I fell in love with her. She is the reason I watched Desperate Housewives, because mm-hmm. I'm like, what's this new show with Lois on it? And...
with Lois.
And she... I love her. And then she's popped into Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Don't mess it up, Chandler dude. Because they're dating on this show. I don't want her to go away, basically.
Oh, if they break up, she's gone.
Yes, sorry. You did not follow that train of thought.
Oh, yeah. Took me there for a second. I saw an episode the other day of Anger Management.
Oh,
remember, we used to watch Anger Management all
the
time.
Charlie Sheen's show. Did that get canceled?
Oh, it finally ran it. Yeah, it didn't. I don't know if it got canceled or they just ran it. They did the whole.
Charlie Sheen should have an Instagram. Daily pictures of himself, because I bet he looks like shit right now.
Oh, I bet he does too. But the girlfriend thing is what made me think of. Remember, he had his the ex-wife character was on all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it switched over to Laura Bell Bundy.
That wasn't the ex-wife.
I know. They dropped the ex-wife character and brought another one in.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think when you piss off the stars, you can just completely get. Booted from a show.
Laura Bell Bundy's on Fuller House now.
She is?
She plays Joey Gladstone's wife.
Huh. But Joey is not on it very much. That's the one thing that I have not got on board with on Fuller House.
You haven't even watched it.
I've watched it quite a few times with you. Mostly the kids.
Can I pause you?
Yeah.
Okay. So before you say your opinion, I was an avid Full House watcher. From when I came home from school, it was on reruns, that and Saved by the Bell. It was on one of those like TBS or something. And I grew up relating to DJ Stephanie. I didn't relate to Michelle, but she was adorable, right? So now with them growing up and being the Fuller House and the parents are popping in every once in a while, that's why that works. Because
for us
millennial / whatever generations right before me, to see that, you don't, well, you don't care because you related more to DJ Stephanie. Well, Michelle's not on it again, so it's fine. That's why it's fine that she's not on it, because you related to them. And now to see them as adults, I'm like, oh yeah, and I'm dealing with the same crap. And you related to the parents.
Yeah, because of, yeah.
Crap. Ooh.
We're going to have somebody analyze this episode. Yeah, but.
That's why you're not as into it.
I guess because I did know Saget from the comedy world. And
can I speak about Saget?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, did you get mad at me when I was like all Saget happy?
Huh.
Okay, because you got a little silent. Like, we only text when you're traveling. I'm like, he's not talking to me. Is he mad at me because I like Saget?
No, uh-uh.
So
I think Bob's very funny. He's just very, very dirty. I've never understood how he got the show.
And that is, if he can play clean, he did Danny Tanner amazingly well. And then, like, you go to watch him and you're like the whole time, me and my girlfriend, who's a few years younger than me, but still same generation, we're sitting there going, Danny Tanner's talking about penises. Danny Tanner's talking about butt effing. Danny Tanner's talking about the C word that's the vagina. And it was hilarious, but then he keep referencing Danny Tanner. He even has a song, Danny Tanner's Not Gay.
Yeah.
And and I didn't know that. This is my first Danny Tanner, Bob Saget experience, and I probably won't go see him again.
You won't?
But I walked, no, because like it was amazing. It's one of those things
but
where
he
you're
blew
like,
your mind
leave
is- I want Danny Tanner.
Yeah. It was great. It was great. What?
No, I just.
And now I watch him on Full House and I'm like, he's a great actor.
Because that is completely different than his stand up.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What other.
What are you doing?
I'm messing with my coat for whatever
Stop
reason.
Stop it.
Now, the other show we watched the other day.
Oh.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh,
the Santa Clarita Diet.
Another autobiography / biography. I can't. I love Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
E.T. came out in like 1981.
Probably, yeah.
I was born that year.
Uh-huh.
So like that's one of the few VHS tapes that as soon as we got a VCR, we had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it.
So you sort of grew up with her?
Drew Barrymore. And then she went crazy and flashed David Letterman.
Yeah, I remember that. I saw that episode. She was on the desk.
Were you excited?
Yeah, it's Drew Barrymore.
Okay. All right.
But you were excited about the show, sort of, because you're like, oh, it's Drew Barrymore. So, and it's the guy we like from Justified, Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, I wasn't excited about him. But I was excited about Drew Barrymore. And I hadn't really heard about the show until Carrie McLeod was on my podcast this last Sunday, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And she mentioned it, and I'm like, what are you talking about? So we checked it out. We watched two episodes.
Two episodes.
And this is what I text Carrie the next morning.
Okay.
I said, I tried to watch Santa Clarita Diet, and it makes me want to eat. It makes me not want to eat meat ever again. Call me a wuss, but my stomach couldn't handle it. And she's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. Look away whenever she eats. Did you see my post yesterday? Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's a different...
Another topic.
Okay.
But I was like, yes, it is not for the faint of heart. I was cooking when we were watching this.
And you were like, turn it off. Turn it off.
And then we tried to eat.
And then we tried to eat. Then we moved over to the couch and thought, we'll watch the second one. And then when they started just eating the guts, you were like, turn it off. No. Just turn it off.
No, it was the cadaver foot.
It was the foot.
So
the
if foot. You have a weak stomach... And I don't typically, but I was like, no.
But it just doesn't work. I posted on my...
I think it's great, but not for me.
I didn't think it was great.
Because
I didn't think the writing was that good. I thought his acting, because I think he's a really good actor. He was great in Deadwood. He was great in Justified.
He was great in Justified.
And I think it could be the directors just got them overacting because it's supposed to be campy. You know, it's supposed to be, but we're realtors. You can't be a zombie. We're realtors.
You know, I referenced that show today.
You did?
I just now thought of it. I went and had my annual checkup,
uh-huh.
And that includes blood work. So uh-huh. I was sitting there, and we know the girl that does the blood work,
yeah.
Right? And so I'm sitting here, and she's drawing my blood, and I, like, watched it happen. And I'm like, have you watched Santa Clarita Diet? And she's like, no. I was like, well, Drew Barrymore plays a zombie. And when she becomes a zombie, she has no blood. So the fact that I see blood, I'm good. And she laughed. But that's where my mind went. As soon as I saw the blood flow, I'm like, I'm good.
I don't have black oozy blood like Drew Barrymore.
No, she had no blood.
No, remember, she black. It was black. She cut her hand.
I turned away.
And then
away.
She squeezed it. And, and like this black gunk
But it wasn't
came
blood.
Out. It wasn't
yeah.
blood.
And I was, So it made an impression to the point where I referenced it, but yeah. I won't watch it
Well, I
it
posted
again.
On my Facebook, you know, and then several people were like, oh, I liked it. And then other people, I saw it. I couldn't make it through the first episode. So it's got a very, very mixed thing. But I may try to finish it just because it's there. But I didn't think even the pilot episode explained it well. It just didn't.
Oh, I thought it did. I followed it.
Well, she got sick, but how?
Well, they said there was like a disturbance the night before.
Yeah, but what? It didn't explain it well. It just, she was showing a house and then, excuse me, and then she throws up. And then she dies and then.
She didn't die.
She did die.
Out.
She died in the bathroom.
Yeah, but that's a very strong word because she came back. She's a zombie. She's the
you have
undead.
To
come,
you have to be undead. You have to die to be undead. She didn't just pass out and become a dizzy zombie.
I have been spacing out Fuller House. Like, I still haven't watched all of season two of Fuller House.
What?
I know.
You're like, supposed to binge watch Netflix. That's the point.
I don't have time for that. So I like space it out. And I still haven't watched it. So when I Netflix again, it will be Fuller House.
I'm ready for The Ranch to come back.
Amen. That is one I could binge watch.
I really like The Ranch. Why does it take so long? I don't understand. And they don't read anything about it. That's the thing, too. When these shows end, a lot of times you don't know when's
it coming back.
Is it even coming back?
You know, Ashton's like all involved in politics and has a second child. Like, is he coming back?
Yeah. And you didn't like the way The Ranch ended, so don't give it away, but you didn't like the way it ended, so it's good. Would have a great start to a new season.
Right. No. I'm like, I don't want to see it progress the way it ended the last season.
You wouldn't like it if it progressed on the way that it was going?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't like the series?
Mm-mm. Ship her off. Ship her off to Florida.
Huh.
Keep the cool people in Colorado.
Huh. All right. Okay.
I have my opinions.
I know. And sometimes it's like the other night when I'm looking at movies. I'm trying to figure out a movie to watch. And she goes, oh, Trolls was good.
Okay.
Oh, Storks was funny. Oh,
I didn't watch Storks.
I know, but you kept pointing out the cartoon movies.
Okay, because we have children in our life, and that's mainly the movies I have watched.
I know, but
I don't have a lot of time to watch movies because I'm so behind on the DVR.
I know, but I was trying to point out new movies that were up there, and you're like, I don't know it. No one heard about it. I don't know about it. But it's not like
everyone's like, I don't know all these movies that you're like, oh, that's got good. Oh, that. And I'm like, I don't know any of these.
I know, but a lot of times if you don't know them, you don't feel like you want to invest your time in watching it.
Because I don't have a lot of time to watch movies, so I don't want to spend time watching movies that I'm not going to appreciate.
Yeah, but I think you pre-make up your mind. Instead of just going, I want to watch the show. I don't know these actors. You're like, I don't know who this is.
You've taken me to a lot of bad movies where I'm like, ugh, that was
They're not
horrible.
Bad. You just don't like them.
Right. They're Janet bed. They're
That's
not
why I'm
real
pointing out.
Bed.
You go, ooh, Trolls was good.
I
liked
that
Trolls.
Was cute. Candy Johnson was in Trolls. I love her. Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick, all star cast.
Oh, so you guys see how I have to choose movies, and a lot of times I go, I think I'm just going to go by myself.
You don't do that a lot anymore.
No,
that's because you're out.
I'm gone because I'm gone so much.
Right. We do have varying opinions on movies and music.
Do most couples?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that's a point of contention.
Why would you say that?
Huh?
Why would you say that?
Because if most couples can agree on things like
but
that.
But we have fun together.
Yeah.
We do things that don't require us to sit on our ass and watch a screen.
Right.
That we get.
No, I'm saying. But that is one of those things, as you know, movies are very...
like, as you know, music is very...
Yeah. Yeah. But let's don't go there because you know how I am about your music. So...
and you know how I am about your movies.
Right. So that's why you go do your thing, and that's what I'm saying. I go do mine.
But not when we're together.
Right. But wouldn't it be nicer if we could actually do some of those things together?
Oh, snap. It would, but that's not life.
Yeah, that's not life.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's just not life, you know?
What?
Because a lot of times I like to be able to come out and have a discussion with you about a movie. Like the one night I remember driving home from a movie and I kept trying to ask you questions about it. And you're like, yeah, no, I guess it was all right. I didn't, you know.
Well, movies during the week are hard because I'm tired. Like, I'm going to leave 50 Shades Darker tomorrow night and not have to discuss it. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're going to have to discuss it.
Not that night.
Yeah, whoever you go with is going to want to talk about the Red Room of Pleasure.
Pain. I know I'm driving there solo. I'm driving away solo. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I guess you won't have to then.
No. But like you hit me at a certain time in the night and I'm not talky. Like tonight, I'm like, okay, have the podcast ready to go when I come home because I worked a little bit later since I had my doctor's appointment this morning.
So we started this thing as soon as she walked through the door.
I walked in the door, I tinkled, and I made a drink, and I came downstairs. That was my life. What? Real life.
I just never heard you say, I came home and I tinkled.
It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
I think people like our real life-ish stuff.
I think so.
And if you do like real life stuff, you should watch our vlog. It's on Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube. We're there.
And we're actually, you know, so funny. It's weird that people get into, it's almost like the daily life. It's mm-hmm. people like are not starting to watch and comment about something. And did y'all do that? Or did you end up buying
Janet,
that?
I like
your
hair today as opposed to yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It is. It is.
And then I have people like, hey, you guys didn't vlog for a couple days. Everything okay? I'm like, I had to write and say, yeah, I had horrible internet on the ship and I wasn't able to upload.
And Janet sucks at vlogging.
And I keep telling her, hey, if I can't do it, you should do it.
I have gotten better. You don't tell me when you can't do it, though.
But you don't vlog all the time.
No.
If you had more vlog, I could just tell you, upload yours.
Yeah. You're right. But I don't have a lot to vlog about. My new office, like, legitimately has zero cell phone reception. Like, I had to send a text message to my brother 4 times today for it to go through. Just a text message with 4 words.
That's because you're in the red room of cubicle hell.
No, I'm just in rattlesnake country. There's no...
Is it really bad cell service for the whole area that you're in?
Yes.
There's nothing more in this day and age.
Oh.
Nothing more frustrating than bad cell service.
There is a 7-Eleven down the road, 10 minutes from my office, where I will stop. If you and I are texting, I will stop and text you.
Because you know that's a good spot or something?
Yes. Or if I need to send a video and it hasn't quite sent or I forgot to send it before I left the house.
Stop at the 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Because it's a hot spot.
They have great wings, but... yeah, I have reception there, but as soon as I hit the road that goes to my office, it's desolate. If you follow me on Snapchat, you'll see I like post pictures of like nothingness and the sunrise. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. I want to say every time I get out of my Jeep and I walk to the office and I look to the west, 90% of the time I can see the mountains, and it is beautiful. It is clear. There's nothing blocking my view.
Do you hear? Oh.
Yes, in my head I do. I go, this is amazing. But I have horrible cell phone reception.
Now, I want to go back to the fact you said 7-Eleven has good wings.
So I don't know what it is about this 7-Eleven. Like, it's crisp and it's clean. Maybe it's because it's newer.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like they're run by a family because every time I go in...
the same people?
They look similar.
Wow.
No. And I feel like they're related.
Ethnically similar or...
yeah.
Facially similar.
No, both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
Like there's an older version of the younger guy that sometimes helps.
Uh-huh.
And they, like, you go into a lot of, like, convenience stores and their food that's rotating on those rollers looks like it's, like, 10 years old.
It does not look appealing.
But their wings always look so fresh. And their roller food does too. But I'm like, this is so nice. I get gasoline there. And like sometimes I'll go in and get beverages. And when I do, I seem to always buy wings. I've been in there twice. And every time I've bought wings.
And the wings were great. You bought me some spicy hot wings. Spicy wings.
And I bought some non-spicy wings. And they were still good.
And they were good. They were a nice size wings. They weren't little tiny little.
They're meaty.
They're meaty. They were actually very good. So yes. I was going to go with you there on the 7-Eleven. Yeah. That 7-Eleven has good
not
wings.
Not every 7-Eleven does. But I remember walking in one day. I was like, I need a water. And I walk in and I'm like, those wings look really good. Are those spicy? Package them up. My boyfriend would love them.
They were very good. I'm not above eating some of the rotisserie food at...
Some of it looks really gross.
Some of it looks really gross.
It's like a raisin.
Yeah, it starts to dry up. But there's some of those things called the tornadoes. Have you seen those? They're the little, like taquito kind of things.
Yes, but some of those look really dry.
Some of them do, but you got to get it just right. The ones, the airport gas station, I stop sometimes, and they've got great... little.
I've never been to that gas station. I may have peed there once. Tingled.
Gah, what's with all the pee talk tonight?
I don't know.
Golly. That's just wrong.
Sorry.
All right. Well, did you have fun?
I did. Do you want to talk about the ape guy or the ape?
Oh, yeah. Thing? Before we go. Yeah, because that was the one story that I really stuck out in my head today.
I come to the table with all these stories and We yammer on. That's why we need to podcast more. Yeah.
But this was a Cheeto that looked like Harambe.
Who's Harambe, Steve?
Harambe was the ape that got killed when the little boy fell in the zoo thing. And sad. I've never understood that, why they had to shoot him. You know what
because
I mean?
Because there was a child.
I know, but the child,
wasn't... they weren't sure that the child would make it out.
I know, but did you see the picture of the child? He was just sitting there, real calm and like.
Yeah, but what if it could be like the drop of a hat? Just that massive ape.
I know, it just seems weird though. You know that they had that they had to shoot him.
It's probably protocol.
All right.
Yeah. So there was a Cheeto.
A Cheeto that looked like it.
That quote unquote looked like this ape.
Mm-hmm.
And someone bid nearly $100,000 on eBay for a Cheeto that resembled the slain gorilla.
It looked pretty much gorilla. Like, I saw a picture of the Cheeto. It looks a lot like the ape in a tree.
That's crazy. So the seller said he found the cheese snack in a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
Bidding began at $11.99 on January 28th. It ended early Tuesday morning, which was the 7th of February, with a winning bid of $99,900.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And what do you do with that Cheeto?
I was just going to say the same thing. Do you eat it slowly?
I don't think you eat it at all. I would hope you wouldn't break it.
You put it in a shadow box?
Would you? Would you seal it first so it doesn't...
mold?
Yeah, or do you protect it?
Cheetos mold?
I have no idea.
It's like, is it McDonald's food that doesn't ever age?
Yeah. That's what Jennifer Aniston's face is made out of.
I know. I want that shit. I want that cream.
All right. So, almost $100,000.
For a Cheeto that looked like a monkey.
Mm-mm. People have too much money. Some people.
I know. I'm like, too much money. I can pose like a monkey.
I've got a picture of my girlfriend. She looks like Harambe.
$99,000 sold.
All right. Well, tell people how to find us.
So we are on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets. We're on Twitter at Wrinkled Sheets, the number one. And find us on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets. Mm-hmm. And you are Steve McGrew.
Yeah. Just Google Steve Mudflap McGrew, and I am all over the place. And yes. Video, stand-up, music. And my newest creation that I love is blowing up, Liberal Larry. Liberal Larry. If you haven't seen Liberal Larry video, look up Liberal Larry.
Yeah.
Do you not like Liberal Larry?
I don't.
Why?
Because I'm just avoiding
all things. Does he cry too much?
I'm avoiding all things politics.
Oh, that's true.
I'm like in my hole of friends. The show.
I only want my friend, fake friends around me.
Yeah. I just feel like right now it's just so like chaotic and crazy, and
I'll be there for you.
And my friends are always there for me.
I'll be there for you.
And Joey always makes me laugh. You're Chandler's kind of dry, and I like that.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye. Until next time.
Adios.
And good night.